This is Area 54.
Woven in dreams, spiral to meet me. You don't mind it, you kinda like it.
We'll be right back. fought and loved and died, and everywhere babies opened their eyes and had their hearts broken, laughed and cried, watched the planet slowly collide. And one day I asked if I could borrow your bass guitar. Not that I needed one, but I didn't know where to start. One magic night in an empty backyard, you grabbed my heart and kissed me quick under a heaven.
Tim and Mike with you. It's Jens Lechman. The song's called How We Met, and that's the long version of that song. It's off of Life Will See You Now. The XX did a song called Lips. It's off of the album I See You. And from the Ayers album Moon Safari, played a song called Sexy Boy. Groovermana, because we have to, you know, dip back into the past, even though this is from Edge of the Horizon. This title track of that one. We had to put those two together, didn't we, Mike?
Yeah, but we didn't go back to old Groovermana. We had to show them what the new stuff is.
Show them what the new stuff is, which is really different. Groovermana then, as opposed to now, is rare. I don't even think they could produce the type of music they did back then. Now, I don't think they have it in them.
You don't think they can do a river? The river?
I think that they're. You know, they've kind of come around a little bit more to songwriting, and I think that's probably where they want to stay. Probably better there, because they're good at it.
Yeah.
Caribou started off the whole set with a song called Never Come Back. It's off the album Suddenly.
Yeah, I think they're kind of like where the Avalanches are as far as finding good guest vocalists for these songs. You know, I don't know if they write them in collaboration or they write the songs or find these guys. I mean, this is She Keeps Bees. I don't even know how they would have found these guys. You know, they're like some indie band out of Brooklyn, and their sound is nothing like this, but the vocal, they just want the vocals, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, a lot of these artists, you know, they spend a lot of time out playing. But, you know, nothing like a good pandemic to help them teach them some studio smarts and maybe some writing skills.
Yeah.
We might see, in a few years, a lot of bands maybe coming out of that, you know, just putting samples down onto a track and throwing vocals onto it, you know, into a blender and liking the result. They might come at it from a little different result, you know, from a different place with more studio time. We'll see.
Yeah. It's we'll get a lot more releases out, I'm sure, especially now this pandemic is passed, and this, you know, concerts start happening again and they start touring again. Get these guys out of the studio. It's gonna be weird for them.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, some of these guys like the feedback, live feedback from what they do too. So
yeah, this gotta, I mean, it's gotta be a big adrenaline rush too, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is the night. I read that the Beatles, you know, a lot of their pop influences and a lot of the hooks that they wrote in their songs were from doing early touring, and then they'd go back into the studio, you know, and they were, you know, big studio band, of course, but they didn't start that way. They didn't write pop songs that way. They had to kind of, they'd really like to have the feedback from smaller audiences. To maybe just, you know, help them, you know, see what people were attracted to musically, especially back then, though, you know, now it might be a little
all right.
Different.
Speaking of the Beatles, we're gonna play something off the White Album.
All right.
No, we got Luca Vasta queued up here. We're gonna play Black Tears, White Lies, not the White Album, White Lies. Let's check it out.